Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodolivan, CBA, joining us. We're back with Colin in just a moment. Well, neighbors, it's known as the largest family reunion in the cattle business. We're talking about the Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Video Livestock Auction. Starts this coming Monday, July 7th, running through July 11th, live from the Sheridan Resort in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Each day, they'll be starting 9 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 207,000 head will be sold over this coming week. 37,400 feeder steers, 20,300 feeder heifers, 49,500 weaned calves, 97,000 plus calves on cows, and 2,100 bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs. Now, if you want more information about this particular sale, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies sale, the 7th through the 11th of July. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. We don't know how the WTO will rule in the latest case against the United States brought by Canada and Mexico regarding our country of origin labeling rule that was put into place last May. However, Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says some preliminary ideas have been given to the three countries confidentially by the WTO.
Well, we do understand that the preliminary confidential decision has been shared among the three countries, Canada, United States, and Mexico, to let them know where the WTO is on this particular decision, and also it gives them the opportunity to ask any clarifying questions before an official report comes out. In preparation for this announcement or the final report, we have been working as part of a greater coalition for many years now, but especially here recently since the Farm Bill, to help Congress understand the real ramifications of country of origin labeling, especially when it comes to retaliation. So we joined several other groups among not only agriculture but other industries, sending a letter to Congress asking that they watch very closely as this WTO process plays out, and ultimately, if it does go against the United States again, to weigh in. Now, NCBA is not asking for Congress to weigh in right now. There is still a lot of process left to go through here with the WTO, but we are just making sure that they are aware that this process is ongoing, and we should see some sort of definitive answer from WTO soon.
Now, if the WTO does rule against the United States, that does put Canada and Mexico in a position where they can start moving forward with possible retaliation in the form of tariffs against U.S. agricultural and non-agricultural products, for that matter.
A retaliation could come in several different forms. We know in talking to the Canadians that they intend to add tariffs to not only beef, but also other red meats and to many other goods and services produced here in the United States and exported into Canada. Mexico has not given us a definitive list of retaliation, but when you look at past experiences with them, they have done everything from adding tariffs onto products to shutting down the border. So we have to be prepared for any of those as a potential option once we get to that phase.
Colin, from what you understand, what are the next steps regarding this whole process now?
As I said, this is a preliminary confidential decision, so unfortunately we don't have any details on exactly what it says, and we won't have any details until it becomes public, and that's going to take quite a while. As I said, the countries have the opportunity to ask some clarifying questions of the WTO, so the final confidential report will be shared with the three countries probably sometime at the end of July. It will then have to be translated per the requirements of the WTO, and ultimately we expect it to be a public decision that will be released to us and everybody else sometime in September. At that point in time, we will know exactly where the WTO has ruled, and then it will determine whether or not USDA is going to appeal this decision or if we are that much closer to retaliation.
All that can be done now by proponents or opponents of the cool rule is to wait. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, have you been thinking about how you might better drought-proof your farm and maintain or increase your profitability? Learn more about the value of cover crops and no-till farming at the No-Till on the Plains Point South Bus Tour the 5th through the 8th of August. Completing 9 stops along the tour, you'll hear from farmers and experts who will share what they know and have experience. Make plans to attend and register today at no-till.org or call No-Till on the Plains at 888-330-5142. 888-330-5142. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.